Fed and Central Banking. Hi, Ted Anderson. I will give a U.S. silver dollar to everyone who purchases this book. Call 800-686-2237. It's critical to be made aware of the system. Get your copy today, 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
As the old saying goes, if you give a man a fish, you feed him for a day. But if you give him a Berkey system, you give him the ability to obtain purified water for a lifetime. This year, when giving Christmas gifts, instead of unwanted trinkets, give a meaningful and substantial gift. Berkey systems are ideal for every member of your family, especially the young ones in college. Unlike other water filtration systems, Berkey purifiers are portable. They require no plumbing, and the elements don't have to be replaced every 4 to 6 months. Perfect for anyone on a tight budget, and more importantly, if there's an unexpected emergency, your loved ones will be prepared. That's because Berkey systems are able.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing in the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that will determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you of the views that are expressed here, and not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of our good friend, Bob Chapman. Hi, Bob. How are you doing?
Well, pretty good. I'm glad that you're had a little respite from the rain.
Well, the rain's coming back. We're glad to see it. We need the rain here on the West Coast, and we're just so fortunate we don't get the snow or the terrible storms are getting elsewhere. But anyway, certainly this was an exciting day on the stock market. It looks like the market's going just the way you've been predicting.
Unfortunately, yes. And I'm looking for a correction down into the Dow 6,000 to 6,600 area. It closed at 6,763, and that's the figure I gave out last week and the week before. And I think then we'll get a bouncing rally back up into the low sevens, and then from there it should go down to somewhere between 5,000 and 6,000. Before the year is out. And then the next year, I think it's going a bit lower, if we're lucky.
Well, now I notice they really hit gold again today, though. I mean, that was down. Silver wasn't so bad, but silver. But certainly gold, they took down, what, another $10?
Well, the spot market was down. Let me get my sheet out here. Spot market was down $3.70 to $9.38.80, but the outside market, which is the April contract, that was down considerably more. It was down $12.40, and gold was up strongly prior to the New York opening. So it's another example of rigging the markets by the United States government. Not only with the price of gold, they pounded on the shares as well. And at the same time, they tried to keep the market from going lower, but they were very unsuccessful. And I think it's really out of their hands now. And I think gold will follow, and it's not unhealthy to have what looks to be about a 10% correction. It'll turn around and go right back up again. So that's why you invest in gold and silver on a long-term basis. You don't try to trade these markets.
Okay, fine. Well, tell me, what's happening to the Swiss currency? I've got some friends over in Switzerland who say that they're having some real problems over there with the Swiss currency because so many Swiss francs have been lent in Eastern Europe, and they're not going to be able to pay them back, and that's going to have sort of a disastrous effect. What's your take on that?
Well, if the Swiss lenders don't write some of it off, and the European Union does not help the Eastern European nations, which are Latvia, Lithuania, Estonia, Romania, and Hungary, Ukraine. Now, they all have gotten some help, but it's not nearly enough. And the EU is going to have to do that. Now, if they don't, the EU is going to break up. And if they don't help Spain, Ireland, and Portugal, the Eurozone will break up. And, of course, I haven't even included the death patient, which is in worse shape, which is England. Of course, they belong to the EU, but on the other hand, they're not in the Eurozone. The Eurozone has 16 participants, and we have about 27 in the EU.
Hold that thought. We're going to hold that thought, Bob. We're going to be back here in just a moment as we bring some of our other stations on board right here at Radio Liberty. Well, this is Doug's idea that this is all contrived. It is created. It's intentional because they want to destroy our financial system. Why would rational people want to do that? Well, as we've said so many times, because we're not dealing with rational people. We're people dealing with people who want to establish a world government, and they realize that the only way to do that is to collapse of the entire world system. After all, if they left a few countries out there, you know, intact, why, they wouldn't be able to have their world government. There'd always be those people who would want to be free, and we can't allow anybody to be free. We're going to have a global nation. We're going to have this great experiment, and won't it be wonderful if it works? But what happens if it doesn't work, and what'll happen to freedom? So with that as a background, Bob Chapman, you pick up the story. Certainly this is new listeners here, so you were just telling us, how far did the stock market drop today?
Well, quite frankly, I don't say this with tongue in cheek. It only dropped 300 points. It should have come down much more, especially based upon the performance of the financials, which were just absolutely dreadful. And I don't think I've ever mentioned this on the program before, but we recommend long and short positions in certain securities, and we recommended about 25 shorts. And they've done unbelievably spectacularly.
Well, I remember you were shorting GM and GE and then certainly the major financial houses, and I've watched them go down and thought, gee, I wish I'd had the courage to take Bob's advice.
Well, we have many millionaires as subscribers now that weren't before. And we got one fella who's worth about $50 million, and he started out $2 million at the beginning of 2001. So he's done quite well, but, you know, shorting is for everybody, but when you're right, the results are spectacular, and there's probably never been a newsletter in the world that's ever had that many winners over a period of 10 years that we've had. It's just astounding. But we thank God for that because we're not that smart. But anyway, the market was 300 down.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back here. The bailout legislation, now we've got the budget, and ladies and gentlemen, they're talking about a deficit that they will admit to for about $1.75 trillion. They're going to have a $1.75 trillion deficit in the year 2009. If we're lucky, it'll probably be much higher than that. So you go ahead and pick up the story there, Bob.
Well, the deficits are fiscally, as well as the money that's coming out of the Treasury and the Fed, is so colossal, it's beyond imagination. And there is no light at the end of the tunnel in regard to this continual creation of money and credit. And these people who are in charge, Larry Summers and Paulson before him, they're all members of the Illuminati, and they know, and they have read the same history that Stan and I have, and they know that this won't work. And so they're buying time until they can coordinate what they want to do in regard to, for is they want to get this conflict, Afghanistan, Pakistan, Bangladesh, India, Iran, Syria, Lebanon, and Gaza. They want to get them all in flames at the same time. And then, of course, they'll draft and take people over there, and people will be more concerned about whether they're going to survive it or whether they have a job or not. And so I think that's the course things are going to take. And I picked up a tape today of a speaking engagement by two gentlemen from the Council on Foreign Relations, financial experts for them. And they said that they believe that there will be an attempted military coup in 2012, which I thought was quite interesting, that they would come out and even discuss this and get themselves taped on it. And so obviously they're very concerned, and I'm sure that any such military coup were to occur.
But, of course, that's assuming the military coup would try to restore our Constitution. Actually, we know there was an attempted military coup during the Roosevelt administration. Smedley Butler wrote about that, and certainly there was another one during the Nixon administration before he was impeached. And, of course, all of those were to actually impose an authoritarian dictatorship, not to restore our Constitution. So if the CFR is talking about it, you can be sure they're not interested in preserving our Constitution.
Unknown, who they can't control. So only time would tell. But for them to come out and discuss it is a big change. And it's an important event. And I'm glad I...
...bring Paul Volcker and asking him, what is really planned? What are you planning on doing? What are they doing at these meetings? And it was really, you know, for our listeners out there, Paul Volcker is one of the major architects of everything going on, former chairman of the Fed, the chairman of the North American group of the Trilateral Commission, permanent chairman, as a matter of fact, advisor to the president. I mean, he's on every bad organization, Bilderberger's Council on Foreign Relations. And when Ron Paul asked him, what are you going to do? What's going to happen? Where are we going with this system, which obviously is not going to work, and everything you're doing is only making it worse. Volcker's response was, well, I can assure you that there are no meetings going on and no plans being made. And I'm sitting there thinking, Paul Volcker, one of the most powerful and influential men in the world, tells us that there are no plans. Of course there's a plan. The plan is to bring a world government to plunge us into chaos, and he knows what the plan is. Henry Kissinger laid it out in that January 12th article in the International Herald. But the last thing they want is for the American people to know that these people want to take away freedom. They believe in an elitist form of government. There's not that very many of them. There's only 5,000 in the CFR, the Bilderbergers, and the Trilateral Commission. The Trilateral Commission is pretty close to the top of this this pyramid of power, of wealth, of people whose loyalty is not to the United States, but to this globalist dream. And behind that, of course, I believe in the powerful spiritual forces that are energizing this movement for a one-world government. But you go ahead, Bob.
Well, I've been trying to do this for a long time. And they've been usually met with unsuccessful attempts. And here they think this time they've got it all together. And I think they're wrong. I think they are going to be unsuccessful. And one of the strong reasons is Stan and I get letters from all over the world from people who say, hey, thank you. We really didn't understand what was going on, and now we do. And now we're questioning the veracity of the people who run our countries and who their allegiance really is to. Is it to the people, or is it to this band of 5,000 that are not happy being wealthy and prosperous? They must have world domination. And I think what's going to happen 2 to 3 years from now, when this whole thing starts coming apart, I think that they're going to find there's going to be a lot of opposition in a lot of places that they never expected it. And the word that we're getting out is extremely important, because people are looking for answers, not all of them, but many of them, And as we go along, there will be higher unemployment. Things will change in America and throughout the world dramatically. And people will be reaching out for knowledge, and that's why we continue to do what we do.
Well, I do think that more and more people are at least willing to listen, and certainly as we see the cascade of home foreclosures increasing, as we see so many good businesses, solid businesses, laying off large numbers of people, a lot of executives losing their jobs, people who work for the government, you know, at the state or a county or local level, who never thought they'd lose their jobs, and suddenly there's no money to pay for them, and they're getting laid off. At least I hope some of them are going to start asking, why is this happening? And, of course, it's happening on purpose. The people in charge were not stupid. They didn't have to precipitate this at this time. They were doing fairly well if they'd just acted responsibly. But, of course, they have not. They have actually massively increased the money out of there. They created bubble after bubble after bubble. And, I mean, the stock market bubble and the housing bubble and now the bond bubble. But the next big bubble is going to be when that derivative bubble breaks. Why, heaven help us all.
Well, you've got to throw in there the credit card bubble. And the most, one of the most important under derivatives is the bubble that is going to really destroy the pension plans. Now, most of the pension plans as of today in the S&P 500 are probably up since the high in the market around 50%. It varies widely. It all depends on the mixture of stocks. But just based upon the Dow Jones Industrial Average, it's 50%. And there are funds and mutual insurance companies which have a big bond portfolios, and they might be off 25%. So they are doing considerably better. I was appalled in 1986 when pension and profit-sharing plans started buying stocks, because theretofore they had all only bought bonds. It was safety of principle, and, you know, there's 7% return. But that wasn't good enough for the CalPERS and the...
You can make a lot of money taking these very unsafe risks, but as long as you were making a lot of money, and of course you're getting massive bonuses, I'm trying to get the money back. And of course they just left the pensioners losing half their money, and believe me, this is just the beginning. And of course many of our corporations are not in a position possibly to go ahead and replenish the money in those stock funds. Well, Bob, one of the things that really is bothersome is that many of the corporations just don't have the money to make up the funds there in the pension funds, which means that the pensioners, the companies are either going to have to put the money in, and if they do put the money in, then of course they're going to, the company's going to go under, and if they don't put the money in, they're going to have to go bankrupt, and then of course restructure the company, and then...
These people who insure, members who give their money for this kind of insurance every month, which is, of course, woefully inadequate, and they'll end up probably paying out maybe $500 billion, maybe $1 trillion. But these figures don't mean anything anymore. I mean, the Treasury is secretly printing Treasury notes and bills and bonds, which they're giving to the Federal Reserve, which in turn is issuing them money for those bonds. And the Fed creates that money out of thin air. And then the Fed takes those bonds and either sells them into the market or they lend them. And that's all monetization. And that's all very inflationary. And that will go on for a time over the next couple of years. And then all of a sudden, the Illuminists will say, well, it's time, we got our big war going, everything's in chaos, let's pull the plug on all the currencies, all the markets, for the time. Now, I'm not proud of that, because all the things that I predicted have been awful, terrible. But that's just the way it is. We only deal with reality, and just like in Venice in 1348, and in Europe during the early 1600s under the Hanseatic League, when they caused similar massive destruction financially and economically, like they are today, and the wars to go along with it. They were lucky they were just exiled. This time they're not going to be exiled. A different fate awaits them.
Well, what was the time when Florence got into the real trouble because of their monetary policies, the Medicis?
1348.
Was that the Florence?
It was also the year of the great bubonic plague.
All right, fine. What about Venice? When did Venice get into trouble?
That year, 1348.
Oh, the whole thing.
It was called the Lombard system.
All right. And
what happened after that is they exiled all the malefactors. And the only place in Europe that would take them is what is now Wales.
Hold that thought. We'll be back here in just a moment.
And Holland.
Well, yeah, this is Dr. Stan.
Same year. 50% of the people in Europe died.
All right, fine. But this, the financial system that they'd set up, a paper system, a phony paper system exactly as we have today, and there's nothing that they cannot believe it. Here in America, we've been protected. At least over in Germany, they remember the Weimar Republic. Certainly in Russia, they remember what happened in the early 1990s. In South America, they've seen it time and again, and certainly... Well, the people in Africa can see what's happening to Zimbabwe, but we live here in almost like a bubble, you know, and we think everything's going to be all right, that Obama's going to solve the problem. In fact, a recent survey asking you, who do you think the most of? Obama, Jesus Christ, you know, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, Ronald Reagan, and, of course, you know who was at the top, even above Jesus Christ, was Barack Obama. Most popular president we've ever had, at least at this time. But of course, he's promised he's going to get things moving, and he's going to get them moving all right. They're going to be moving further and further, further down. And more people are going to lose their homes and lose their businesses, and may heaven help us. We'll go right ahead, Bob.
I've seen several opinion polls. And they range from a plus 54 to a plus 66. So I would think it would be fair to assume that Mr. Obama's rating is around 60%, which is lower than George Bush and Bill Clinton at that stage. And I have projected that by the end of October that his rating will be 40. And goodness knows what it's going to be next year, because everything is coming unglued. And no matter how good he would be, there's nothing he can do about what these people are deliberately doing. And so all he is a figurehead, globalization, offshoring, and outsourcing. You don't hear much about it anymore, but day by day, thousands and thousands of jobs are still leaving our country.
Globalists, and they want to redistribute the wealth and the manufacturing of the United States, because why should Americans have so much when so many people in the world have so little? That's their idea. Of course, they want to distribute our wealth, not their wealth.
Well, Mr. Obama is a Marxist, and America's going to find that out. It'll be clothed in socialism, but he's a Marxist, and, you know, these people who are in power, or the front pieces like he is, like Reagan was, and like Bush and Clinton, they just moved around like men on a chess table, and they really don't have much to say about anything. They're told what to say. But the ism doesn't make any difference. Who cares if you have a government that's totalitarian, whether it's fascism or communism? They're both bad.
Amen to that. Well, it's all about centralizing all power in government, Washington, D.C., and having them monitor and control every aspect of our lives. And believe me, it's coming, and coming very rapidly. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and of course our guest is Bob Chapman from the International Forecaster. And Bob, it seems that more and more companies, every time I pick up the paper, another major corporation has laid off 5,000 people or 10,000 people. I mean, the whole economy is collapsing, and so many of our heretofore very good companies are having real problems. I mean, companies like Sears is having real problems, and people just are not buying anymore. Certainly, Circuit City is just closing up in our community, and but of course, we're seeing many of the major and the best firms we have getting into trouble at this time, and we haven't even begun to get close to the end, have we?
No, we're just into depression during February, and it's going to last for a long time. The depths of depression, probably between 2012 and 2015. Whether there'll be a solution beyond that remains to be seen, but they're going to try to mute that and, of course, implement their world government by having this war. And that's why they're leaving 50,000 troops in Iraq as an anchor force, and they're transferring 18,000 troops more to Afghanistan, and next they'll invade Pakistan and Bangladesh and India, and they will have outflanked China and Russia for that matter, and the next step will be the invasion by Israel of Iran, and they'll use nuclear devices. And in the meantime, there's a good chance that we'll have a false flag operation by the Illuminati in the United States similar to 9/11. And this looks like the way it's going to play out.
Well, certainly it's a frightening time. It's a dangerous time. Another, but it's an exciting time for people who understand what's going on, who know the Lord, and see His plan being played out here, and as He allows these wicked and evil people to destroy what was, I believe, a nation that He had created. He had allowed to be created what was once the land of the free and the home of the brave, a truly Christian nation, where most of the people were Christian and really believed, of course, in the message of salvation. But they've infiltrated the churches, they've changed the music, they've changed the message, and, of course, Jesus Christ, who is preached today, tragically is not the Jesus Christ of the Bible. Well, Bob, we're going to be back here in just a minute here at Radio Liberty, and as we begin to, and we'll open up the lines for calls in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan. If you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question for Bob, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But right now, of course, we do hope that if Bob, you'll go ahead and talk to our listeners about how they can get hold of an international forecaster and perhaps want to subscribe. And I see you've changed your email.
Right. Yes, we did. And the forecaster is about business, finance, economics, and social and political issues all over the world. We publish by email on Wednesdays and Saturdays, usually runs around 35 pages each time. And we have a hard copy for those who are not on the Internet that goes out twice a month. Now, if you'd like to get a free introductory copy, there's three ways to do that. Number one, you can go to our site, theinternationalforecaster.com. The International, FORECASTER.com. You can email us at bob@intforecaster.com. That's bob@intforecaster.com. Or you can call toll-free 800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188.
All right, fine. Let's see. We have somebody calling in, or anybody would like to call. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Well, when do you think gold is going to begin to recover? Because they certainly knocked it down again today.
Well, I think it can base out anywhere between probably around 900 and where it's at. It's in the 920s right now, so we get a 10% correction. One of the good things is the correction has taken place in 6 business days, maybe a total of 9 or 10 business days, and that's it. And that's very fortunate, because when things come down in markets, and they come down quickly, the damage is not nearly as deep as you would find if the market came down slowly in gold and lost $100 an ounce over a period of 6 months. It's grueling, and it's debilitating. And when you get a correction like this, which in these markets, really, a spiking like this can only be caused by the United States government. There are other factors, needless to say, but they take advantage of it because they don't want gold going up. They want people to realize that it's the only real money in the world. And, of course, silver follows along with it. It goes down and goes up in the same general fashion. And so I expect that the correction will be over soon. It may be here. It may be a little bit lower. And I hear some of these pundits, newsletter writers, so many of them I've known for years. For a year now, I've been talking about gold at 500, and they've been dead wrong. I mean, there's a serious underlying problem there, and there's not enough gold out there to satisfy demand, particularly in the physical markets. And as time goes on and currencies get weaker and weaker, people are going to turn more and more to gold. A good example, our next-door neighbor, Net Mexico, had its peso drop in the last 4 or 5 months from 10.50 to the dollar down to almost 16.50 to the dollar. I mean, that is a terrific change. And it's not that there's something dramatically wrong with Mexico, it's just that they export over 80% of their goods in the United States. And as you said earlier, Stan, that companies are not manufacturing things because there's no buyers out there. Well, it applies to not only Mexico, but to Canada. I mean, the Canadian dollar went from 115 down to 77. And it's been a little bit lower that before. It'll probably end down in the 60s. And the Canadians and the Mexicans just love that, because that means that their exports are cheaper and more competitive, and hopefully they think that there might be buyers for their products in the United States. I hate to inform them that the buyers are not going to be there.
I'm sure.
Because the psychology has changed.
Everything
people
is,
are not going to take risks.
Well, everything has changed. Let's go to Dan, who's calling from Pennsylvania. Hi, Dan. How are you doing?
Hello, Dr. Stan.
You have a question or comment for our guest?
Yes, I have a question for Bob. You know, everybody's been falling all over themselves in the last couple weeks over Glenn Beck. And, I mean, programs on Genesis and everything else. And I've always looked at him, and I've listened to him sporadically over the last several years, and I always thought he was an idiot because he's a jokester, he's a jester. And now all of a sudden he's getting serious, and I know for a fact that Rupert Murdoch, or one of them moguls, owns Fox. What in the world is going on when he starts going up here talking about the very same things that we're talking about? And he says, I was the first one to project this economic downflow when I know you were light years ahead of everybody. Do you have any comments about Glenn Beck and what is going on with this controlled media feeding us this stuff now?
He's been chosen to give out 90% of fact and 5% of fiction. It's part of propaganda. And that's what's going on. George Soros chimed in, and now we have the great loser, supposedly the Oracle of Omaha, Warren Buffett, chiming in saying that there's going to be terrible inflation and we're a long way from the end. They're preparing people for things. Glenn Beck was talking about Bubba's attacking the government. They want them to. They want martial law. And, you know, people out there shouldn't fall for guys like this. This is what this is all about. It's massively orchestrated propaganda, and they have 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 people who are known come out and say things like that in order to either condition or get people to do things. In the case of acting against the government, that's a new episode. That's something they want people to do if they can find some people to do that or influence them to do that.
So would this be another, just another
on the other hand, the financial things, they're all coordinated, believe me. Warren Buffett just lost 50% of the value of the stock of
Berkshire Hathaway.
Berkshire Hathaway since the top of the market 20 months ago.
Now, was that
now,
his
that
money?
That doesn't sound like any oracle to me.
That was the company, that was the money of his stockholders in the company. Now, of course, they own a number of very good companies. But the thing is that long ago, he warned against the danger of derivatives. And so what did he do? He went out and bought derivatives. He was the one who coined the term, derivatives are, you know, are financial weapons of mass destruction, currently latent, but potentially lethal. And then what did he do? Invested in them, and he is going to destroy, the people who have invested with him have done amazingly well. But I think he's going to destroy their investments before this is over because for one reason or another, he seems to be doing exactly what the establishment wants him to do. Anything else there you have, Dan, before we let you go?
Just one thing. Is this, Bob, do you think this is just a form of psyops to control the sheeple even more?
Absolutely. Psyops are simply propaganda.
And believe me, we are...
Psychological warfare goes on all the time from many quarters, whether financial, economic, social, political. I mean, there's all sorts of nuances. And I studied that back in the early 1950s when brainwashing is what it was called. And then, of course, I spent some time working with the government, and they taught me a great deal about it. And so I can see through lots of things that these people are doing and catch on to things that other people don't catch on to, which, incidentally, you caught on to. That's why you asked the question.
And remember, I'm learning.
Well, remember what Bernays said. Bernays said, you know, we are governed, our minds are molded, our tastes formed, our ideas suggested largely by people we have never known of. And of course, you have to understand that they are feeding us just the material they want us to get. But what they will not tell you is this was all planned. This is being orchestrated. They're not trying to solve the problem. And the reason for it is because they want to use this crisis to bring about a one-world government. And that's what the Henry Kissinger article on January the 12th in the International Herald says. You need to get it. You need to read it. You need to help us get it out. Hey, thanks very much for calling.
Thank you very much, Dr. Stan. Thank you.
God bless and bye. Let's go we've got a caller from Santa Cruz. We've got Rod calling from Santa Cruz. Rod, did you have a question for our guest? Rod, are you there?
Yes, I am. Are you there?
Yes, you have a question or comment.
Yeah, I do. I have a couple quick questions. Recently, I understood about the new administration proposing gun control and talk in the news about states possibly seceding if they are try to force implementation of gun control. Which states are those, if you guys have knowledge about that? And do you think that those that want to stand patriotic to the Constitution would end up gravitating towards those states that would secede from having gun control implemented?
Well, I think the sovereign state movement that we've just seen develop in the last 6 months, which looks like it might be passed by some 46 states, including, of all places, California, which is staggering, I think that there are things that people understand when they don't understand other things and be able to regulate or regulate under the U.S. section. And I put a lot of links in it because there's a lot of things that are written that are very good. And just because I didn't write them doesn't mean I shouldn't tell everybody else about them, which I do. Anyway, this woman said, I blame you, you legislators, not the madman who was shooting everybody, who incidentally killed my mother and father. I blame you because I couldn't take my gun into the restaurant in Texas because there was a law saying I couldn't take the gun in, and I had to leave it in the car. And if I had that gun with me, I could have stopped that man from killing many people. And you're to blame. You are the evil ones.
And in fact,
we
actually have that link actually on our website under other videos, and you'll actually hear this woman telling the story. And it's very, very touching, very, very powerful. As she speaks, you know, very, very succinctly to the fact that it is the gun control that causes, allows these things. After all, you know, every one of our schoolhouses in America is a shooting zone for anybody who wants to go in there because they passed federal legislation that the teachers can't be armed, nobody can have a weapon, and so you can go in there and kill as many people as you want to. It's madness. Would we have people armed, we have far less in the way of violence than we have, you know, when the population is unarmed. And, of course, if you think that any of the laws they're passing are going to disarm the criminals, you're sadly mistaken. They'll always get their weapons. Anything else before we let you go, Rod?
Yeah, well, there's no question. With the increase in unemployment, I know that I've got a couple of acquaintances that have recently lost their houses, and they're now living in... They're now living in motorhomes. Do you, what do you think about the idea of more people maybe gravitating towards motorhomes that can't afford to stay in their current, housing situations because of decreased wages, decreased hours, and unemployment?
Well, there's them in mobile homes, and then the next step, I guess, is probably trying to find a room in some subsidized housing someplace. And after that, it's under the next bridge.
There you go.
We haven't seen anything yet.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we have 10 cities already. But what you're going to see 2 to 3 years from now is millions of people without homes, without a place to be, with nothing. And there's no question that there will be demonstrations and violence within society. I mean, what else would you expect?
And I think that's exactly what they want. They want to create a state of lawlessness and chaos in this country. That's exactly what they plan. Hey, thanks for calling, Rod.
Bye-bye.
Let's go to Matt, who's calling from Minneapolis, Minnesota. And again, our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Hey, Matt, how are you doing?
How are you doing? Pretty good.
Okay, you have a question for our guest.
Yeah, my question is, do you think the government will introduce a bird-like pandemic instead of having a war?
Possible. Not as probable as the war. The war is estranged. A lot of money is made in the war. That doesn't come with epidemics. I mean, they got to build tanks and weapons and supply food and all of those other things, and these people just become richer and richer and richer and more powerful. So in a pandemic, epidemic worldwide is possible, but it's not at the top of the agenda. The war is.
And it's not if, it's when it happens.
Well, I think all you need to do is read Revelation 6:8, and of course, maybe that's what they're talking about. But we know from the scriptures that, you know, the rider of the pale horse is Christ. So I hope you're in a good personal relationship with our Lord, Matt.
Okay.
God bless. Okay,
fine.
Okay, fine. Okay, fine. That was
.com. The international FORECASTER.com, or they can use our email address, bob@intforecaster.com. That's bob@intforecaster.com. Or they can call 800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188.
All right, Bob, well, we've got about a minute, 2 minutes for you to wrap up the program, 2.5 minutes. So what is the final message you'd like to leave with our listeners today? Oh, wait a minute, we've got Vernon calling from Salinas. Let's go to Vernon here. Hi, Vernon, you have a quick question?
Yes, Dr. Stan, I just want to let you know that I love you. I love your show. and God bless you. And the question that I have for your guest is, you know, for an average guy like me, living in an apartment and pretty much barely making it like the average American, what can I do to prepare? And what are the signs that I need to look out for, especially with this new administration?
Well, what the administration is going to do and the people behind the throne, so to speak, is beyond our ability to control at the moment. The best thing for you to do is get freeze-dried and dehydrated food in and make sure within the realm that you're operating that you have something to defend yourself and your family.
Get a water purifier of some sort, something like a Berkey, and lay in some health food supplies, you know, just general health products so that you, if there is a cutoff in their ability to get them, at least you'll have them, because you've got to keep your health up, and then get out of debt. You know, maybe you're having difficulty, you can't go out and buy silver, but get out of debt so that they can't destroy you. Get a little money set aside in case you lose your job, and then develop a circle of friends that will help you and you can help them, okay?
Okay, thank you, Dr.
God bless. Okay, you've got about 1 minute to wrap up the program, Bob.
Well, gee, I just had two, now I got one.
Right, well, that's the way radio goes.
I think
goes.
The people who are in the stock market, it's not too late to get out. You don't want to be there in general stocks. The exception to that is gold and silver shares. It's just going to get worse. You know, there's very few places you can go to protect whatever assets you have, gold and silver coins and shares, are the only way I know how to do it.
I think that's good sound advice, Bob. Thank you so much for being with us, and we'll look forward to having you with us again next week at the same time. This whole thing has been intentionally brought about. And December 2008 newsletters, my January 2009 newsletter. And then, of course, you need, of course, to get some of the material we have. We have my talk on the financial tsunami, and it comes with a syllabus. And we gave a talk about 3 years ago, and everything we talked about is coming to pass. And then, of course, we have my pamphlets on the history of money and on the financial meltdown. Then we, of course, have the book. It was written in 1935 by Gertrude Coogan called The Money Creators. And what you must understand is that these people create money out of nothing and credit out of nothing, and then they have the audacity to charge you interest on it. There is a cabal of banking that they don't want you to know how it works. And, of course, they surround it in mystery, but it's really not mystery. It's a gigantic Ponzi scheme that makes a Bernie Madoff look like a piker. He only stole $50 billion. These people are going to steal trillions of dollars. Right now, you're witnessing the greatest transfer of wealth that has ever occurred in human history from the poor people and the middle-class people throughout the world into the hands of the international financiers. What motivates them? Greed, yes, in part, but they also, of course, are part of a movement intent upon creating a one-world government with a one-world monetary system, a one-world currency, and a one-world leader. And, of course, that's why you need to get certainly the DVDs we have on the final countdown put out by Billy Crone, part one with five DVDs. Part two with five DVDs, they will begin to give you the biblical scriptures, and you'll see the video footage that verify exactly what I'm telling you. And then, of course, we do hope, of course, you'll go to our website at radioliberty.com, radioliberty.com, where you can listen to our radio programs, and you can listen to them 9 hours a day on the satellite feed, 4 hours a day live. You can listen to MP3, you can listen to a blog, you can listen to the archive programs, and then, of course, you can listen to watch our DVDs. You can go to our video clips. We have all sorts of fascinating video clips under other videos. You can certainly read our newsletters. They're there. Pull them down. Read them, study them, and then 1800s, and a man named John Dee, who was an occultist, who working then, of course, with Francis Bacon, who died in astrology, and of course in relationship to the stars. Why? Because there were occult influences here when America was created. And then the third, of course, is the Eye of the Phoenix. You'll really enjoy all of these DVDs. Certainly we have DVDs that Chris Pinto, who is the producer on the three videos we've talked about, but Chris Pinto gave a talk when he was with us a couple of years ago called The Atlantis Connection.